The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper is here.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, everyone.
And Richard is doing something very, very, very cool on Saturday night. He is hosting the Night of Dreams 20th Anniversary Gala.
Ooh, fancy.
At the Radisson Blue Aqua in Chicago, which is a great hotel in that beautiful Aqua building. And this year, this is a pretty amazing thing. Robert Smigel, one of the great comedic geniuses, I think, of our generation.
Yep.
He is the man behind a number of great things that Saturday Night Live did, including the Superfans, and then later debuted on Conan, right? Mm-hmm. The
insult comic dog.
Right. And Ace and Gary and some other things on Saturday Night Live that I thought were just incredibly funny. And
all TV those Funhouse.
TV Funhouse. Stuff. Right.
Oh, he did that.
And they're honoring he and his wife on that day. And, oh, look who's on the Super Celebrity Hotline. He really is. Robert Smigel right here.
Super Celebrity Hotline?
Yes.
That's you.
Hey, how are you? It's me, Robert.
couldn't be better. Now this benefits.
I think you threw Robert off when you said Super Celebrity Hotline. He was thinking, like, do they think Odenkirk's on the phone? What's happening here?
Exactly. He's an Uber celebrity now.
Yeah, that's really true. Now you, it's just personally, you're involved in this because this is an autism charity,
yeah.
Right?
That's right. I have a son with autism. And my wife and I got involved. She's the one who should be really being honored. She does most of the serious work. What I do is I produce a comedy special every couple of years for Comedy Central called Night of Too Many Stars. And we have raised a lot of money over the years. Jon Stewart's been amazing. He hosts it every couple of years. And we, you know, I just figured at the time I knew so many people in comedy. I was so old and had been, you know, writing and working with so many great people, and I figured they would do something, so it'd be kind of silly not to. That's, you know, you want to figure out some way of contributing, and this was, it seemed easy for me. And the whole thing started because, and what we do is we don't raise money for a cure or anything, because there are other great organizations that are working on biomedical research. We're completely focused on creating
services.
Services and schools and helping fund programs, get them off their feet, get them to expand and have dreams. Mm-hmm. Is one such program here in Chicago.
What a great thing you're being part of, and with the personal story as well. Does Triumph the insult comic dog make an appearance at this, or is it too serious for that, or how does that work?
It's so frustrating because, like, all these amazing people have done Night of Too Many Stars. Everybody from Chris Rock to Sandler, and Jon Stewart hosts it every year, and Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, all these great guys have done it multiple times. And I'm always thinking, I wish I could repay them, you know, do something for their charities. But Triumph is not the most appropriate
participant
in many of these shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, our show is a little bit more irreverent and ridiculous, so he kind of fits in on our show. We do a lot of ridiculous stunts and auctions on our show, like Chris Rock came one year. And we literally auctioned this off on stage with the audience. The auction item was Chris Rock will curse out your ex on the phone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it, you know, made about, I think the winning bidder was like 20 grand. And so she came up and called her boyfriend, who had actually broken up with her on Facebook. It was extra humiliating and somehow. And Chris Rock told me, and he just cursed this guy out, and he told me later it was the biggest laugh he'd ever gotten in his career, which was quite a statement.
How much did the guy pay for that?
The girl, she had money, I guess, or a lot of people who bid are people who have autism in their family, in some, so they're especially invested. In that case, it was $20,000.
That's it. You know, that sounds pretty much worth it. I mean, if you're gonna blow $20,000 on anything, maybe that one makes the most amount of
That's
sense.
That's the topper.
Yeah.
And Bob, Triumph has an election special. Is that correct on Hulu?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Hulu. That is correct. He, yeah, we, I had just been getting so many people talking about Trump and Triumph to me, and Lawrence O'Donnell wanted Triumph on his show because he was calling Trump the insult comic dog, and the Wall Street Journal called Trump that. And I figured this was just a good time to really dive into everything, more than I can do on the Conan show. So we set up a special. We shot it in literally 2.5 weeks in Iowa, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and it turned out like 80 minutes of material. Really funny things. Tim Meadows came on. We did pranks too. Like Tim Meadows, we were parroting the idea that these tiny little states like Iowa and New Hampshire have so much power. Hmm. And so one of the premises was just, we're investing all this trust in Iowa, which has almost no black people. So let's dress up Tim Meadows as Ben Carson and have him do a meet at a coffee shop and just see.
How many people realize it's not him?
Tell that it's not Ben Carson.
Wow.
How'd that work out?
I think about 85% of the people thought it was Ben Carson, even though he was saying insane things, too. He wasn't even doing like a very he wasn't trying to do even that accurate an impression. But we gave him like the glasses and the goatee. And he's saying things like, yeah, you know, I'm an outsider. I think that's what the country needs is an outsider. Like, if I get elected, I'm not even going to live in Washington.
and oddly enough, Tim Meadows now has 7 delegates. So, you know,
probably true. Hey,
he's tied with Kasich.
Did Triumph, you didn't get Triumph in front of any of the candidates, did you?
The only candidate who was not terrified of Triumph, literally, we've tried everybody. And, you know, I approached a couple of people. I chased Ted Cruz.
I saw that. Very funny. Yeah.
Because he goes on, he rides the Cruise Master or whatever he calls his bus.
And you landed Triumph on a drone, right? Trying to get over to see Cruise.
It was all about Triumph trying to get under Cruise's skin. So he would show up at event after, like, Cruise has this charming thing. I'm going to hit like 6 stops in one day in New Hampshire.
Right.
So Triumph, like, by the end, he kept getting turned away. So by the end, Triumph had a giant bus with Triumph's face and Ted Cruz's name on it, chasing the Ted Cruz bus, literally on the highway, yelling at him through a loudspeaker, "I'm right behind you, Ted!"
And for anyone who hasn't seen Triumph at the Star Wars premiere, that is a must-see. I mean, if you just, oh my gosh, I watched that over and over.
That's the opposite of Ted Cruz. That's where everybody is happy to talk to Triumph.
Right.
And they regret it later. But
right. Triumph's a major, major, major star with geeks. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just no question about that.
No, it was like he was their Don Rickles of that era. Yeah. And it's all lined up to be humiliated. It was quite enjoyable. It's much more fun when people are into it like that.
Where did Triumph come from? Where did that? What are you basing that?
Oh, I got married in 1993, and my wife and I were shopping for furniture at like one of these quaint country furniture stores, and there was like a row of animal puppets, just heads with really detailed faces, and it just cracked me up. How detailed these! I'd never seen one that detailed—a rubber hand puppet. So I pulled out a dog head, and I immediately started sniffing my wife's butt with it.
Oh, gosh. But that's a compliment.
She really does deserve the honor on Saturday, Robert.
It was a compliment. It always is a compliment from a dog. That's what people
understand. That's true. If a dog will not smell your butt, then there's something wrong with you.
That's right. So then for my birthday, which was like a month or two later, she surprised me with like 8 animal puppets, and then I just came up with an idea for Conan to have dogs competing at Westminster, but they all had talents. Like they could, you know, play dueling banjos or light their own farts. Can we say that word?
We just did.
Sure.
Yeah. And then about 5, one dog was a Jack Nicholson impersonator. So his paw would like cover his forehead, you know, the way the hack impersonators always pull their hair back. And then it wasn't until, and they all talked in the Russian voice because that's just the way I always imagined dogs talking all these years. And And so, like 3 years later, I wasn't even working at Conan anymore, and I called up the head writer, John Groff, and said, "What about? Can we do that bit again? Because it was Westminster time."
It is.
I said, "I got insult comic. I think would be really funny." So I just thought of for me to poop on the spot.
And, I gotta tell you something. The first time I saw that, it was the most inspired bit of comedy. One of the most inspired bit of comedy I'd ever seen, where he's insulting the other dogs at Westminster.
It's great.
That was the first hit.
They shot that too. The editing of it is so well done because they've got dog reaction shots.
Cutaway shots.
Right. They got cutaways of the dogs. The dogs looking stunned, which is,
wasn't he humping some of the dogs? Wasn't that something that went on?
Yeah. That was the big finale. Triumph just knows he's going to get thrown out. So he just tries to have sex with as many dogs as possible.
What's wrong with that? I mean, really, at Westminster.
Wow. And then the funniest one ever, I think maybe the biggest laugh I've ever gotten in my life, was the next year I went back to Westminster, and one of the owners, by now they know Triumph. The people at Westminster are angry, but the dog owners all wanted to talk to Triumph by now. And one of them says to me, "My dog will hump Triumph if you want." And I was like, "Yeah."
Ew, that's kind of weird.
If you're a dog.
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess you understand
Triumph's dog. Body, head is rubber, but his body is plush, like a dog pillow, like a dog's hump pillow.
Yeah.
So we got this dog to just jump right on Triumph and mount him like he owned him. And it was our big finisher. And maybe the biggest laugh I've ever heard in my career.
Yeah.
And it's all done by a dog who has no idea how funny he is. That makes it even.
Wow.
It really is. It really is something special. All right. Well, congratulations on this honor, by the way. And good luck. Mr. Roper will be hosting this. So we wish you everybody the best of luck here.
Well, we have a big history. We did an event for Have Dreams 3 years ago. Richard and I.
Yes, I remember. That's when Richard and I were radio co-hosts, and he was at the Park West. You guys did basically a table read, right, of Superfans.
Yes, the movie that never got made. And Mike Ditka was there. And Richard, you remember this. Mike Ditka got tired. The first show ran long.
Oh my God. So
he did not show up for the second show.
It was two shows, and people paid a lot of money for this. And it was Robert and George Wendt, Joe Mantegna, Bob Odenkirk. I mean, this fantastic group. David Koechner was there. And of course, Ditka as himself brought the house down on the first show. And then after the first show, he's like, "I'm out of here." And we're like, "But there's 700 people coming to see you." And we pulled Keith Van Horn out of the crowd to play
That's
Ditka.
Right.
Oh my God.
Literally glued Van Horn when he first came out.
Yeah, they booed.
I kind of understood. But in the coach's defense, the first show ran like literally an hour long. And he's like, 70 years old, and he was exhausted.
Cranky. He's got, I don't know if even ESPN found him to be too cranky at some point, right? So this is what it is. This is what it is.
I got to ask very quickly before I say goodbye, too. And Robert does the best, because there was a role for Adam Sandler in the movie. So we didn't have Adam, of course. But we had somebody who does a pretty good Adam Sandler there, my friend.
Yeah, but it's almost hard to do that. It was Adam doing a Massachusetts accent.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it without cursing. It was like a really vulgar guy from Massachusetts. You got to get. Well, I can't even. I can't. It's like every third word is the F word.
Yeah. We'll do that on a podcast.
Yes, exactly. Wait, go ahead.
You know, I can talk this guy, the old Chicago super fan. I can do him without cussing. We don't cuss in Chicago like that. We don't need to do those kind of words. It's an honor to talk to you, Rokan. You're an institution, you know.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you very much, Superfan. The thing is that that's the first time I saw that bit, because I know George Wendt was part of it, and he's from Chicago, but you pull off that accent, which is more nuanced than everybody else tries to do, and you're great at it.
So Jim Downey put me in the sketch because he's from Joliet. He was the head writer at SNL at the time. So it was really important to him. And he said, "Well, your accent is the only one that's completely accurate. And so if you are in there, everyone else will sound better." Just because there'll be like one guy who's like the metronome, who's got the, everyone will hear the correct thing. He was very concerned about it feeling accurate and getting it right.
Yeah,
so,
no, it was.
There you go.
And again, an institution right there, the great Robert Smigel. Oh. Robert, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. And congratulations to you, Richard. Saturday night is booked for you.
I'm going to do my James Lipton thing. Triumph first appeared on the screen and, you know, do the whole thing. It'll be fantastic.
Now, we have put together a... And then there was the pooping at Westminster.
How ambiguous was the gay duo?